I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. If it weren't for my reading glasses, the words on this page would just appear as blurs to me. Lucky for me, I live in a part of the globe where correcting my vision is really quite simple. Here in the U.S., I have relatively easy access to an eye doctor who can diagnose my vision needs, and I can readily purchase the eyeglasses I require to see properly. Millions of people around the world aren't so lucky. Access to doctors is limited for the poor living in developing nations, which is why a new technology developed at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology caught my attention. I'm at MIT's Media Lab, which has come up with an innovative way of testing your vision. Ramesh Raskar is the head of the project, and explain what you have actually developed here, Ramesh.
We have a clip-on eyepiece that would go on top of a display of a cell phone. A user would look through this eyepiece, interactively align some patterns, and the number of clicks it would take would indicate to us what your nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism is.
What is the technology in a mobile phone that allows you to piggyback with this technology for testing eyes?
The interesting aspect of today's cell phones is that the pixel pitch has come down to 30 micrometers, very tiny, very high resolution, and that's because people want to watch HD movies. Today's cell phones can start performing tasks that are comparable to the highest-end scientific instruments.
Just to describe this, I mean, it looks, the little eyepiece is about 2 inches long. It's a square piece of white plastic. And at the end, there's a rubber eye cup that I suppose I'm going to look into, right?
That's right.
So when I look through this eyepiece, basically at the screen of the cell phone, what am I seeing and what am I doing so I know, like, what's wrong with me?
You would look through this eyepiece and interactively align some patterns using the keyboard on your phone, basically bringing the lines of the pattern closer and further away. And when they appear to be aligned for you, you would stop and hit calculate, and that would give you the prescription or the data for your prescription.
So you've got your device. Obviously, you need a cell phone. Is that it for, you know, taking your own vision test?
Yeah, basically you need a cell phone, the clip-on eyepiece, and a software from the App Store that you would take from our website.
Will any cell phone work? I mean, people in developing countries who don't have a smartphone, are they out of luck?
So currently it's designed to work with very high-resolution displays, and currently is also working on smartphone because only smartphone allows you to run our software. But in theory, it could run on a whole range of mobile phones. So I don't know if you want to try it. Or
yeah, absolutely. So what are the buttons I'm going to be using for my test?
So you'll be using just these buttons here,
okay.
This to go down and this one to go up. And what you would do is click just once and then again let your eyes relax.
All right, I'm looking through the eyepiece.
Yeah.
I'm
don't seeing, click on anything yet.
No, I'm not clicking on anything. I'm seeing the little circles of green and red.
Now, are the red and the green lines touching each other?
No, they are not.
And so if you click once, they might come into alignment.
Those two lines are now in alignment.
Okay, and then you can stop.
Okay.
It looks like you have just a minus 1 or minus 1.5 error
look
in,
at
your,
you.
In your
1 point, well, it doesn't say on here, but I can assure you these are 1.25 diopters.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm really impressed by this, but I got to say, then the problem is out there, and in the developing world, I mean, poor people are going to have to fix those problems. I mean, are you prepared for this kind of onslaught of visual problems and what the MIT Media Lab has to kind of do to help people's vision out?
I mean, we do research here, but the problem is very widespread. I mean, 2 billion people worldwide have a refractive error, but unfortunately, about 500 million people worldwide have an uncorrected refractive error that affects their livelihood and leads to illiteracy and poverty and so on. And although some solutions have emerged that allow you to create very cheap glasses, surprisingly, there is no easy solution for measuring the error. So we think if we can create this basically a thermometer for your vision, then we might be able to distribute this very cheap clip-on eyepiece and give away our software for free so that many NGOs can use our device for doing eye tests. The glasses can be delivered later on, or there could be a kiosk model, or the NGO may come up with their own solutions on how to go back and deliver those glasses.
Now, we're about to hear a story from Kenya where a cell service price war is dropping rates to new low levels. You know, you find Maasai shepherds with their cattle, and the guy's got a cell phone around his neck. I presume you're anticipating the continued penetration and growth of cell phones around the world, especially the developing world, for this product to have serious relevance.
Certainly. I mean, I come from India, and a huge percentage of the population lives, you know, below a dollar a day, and still about 60% of the population has a cell phone. I mean, people who barely make a dollar a day have a cell phone, and it's just becoming a very integral part of our life. And so solutions that are based on cell phone just naturally can piggyback that penetration and provide services, in this case for health, in very remote areas.
Ramesh, thanks very much for demonstrating this unique innovation.
Thank you.
Ramesh Raskar is project director of the Near Eye Tool for Refractive Assessment Project at MIT. You can see me getting my cell phone eye test and find out more about the MIT Media Lab project at theworld.org.